Okay, let's get into today's daf. It's Erevin daf Nun Ches, and today's daf spoke about how to measure the tchum, and that is starting with the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us that one uses a rope of 50 amos. This is on Nun Zayin Amabez. Ein Moden al Bechava Shal Nun Ama Lo Pachas Velo Yoser Velo Yimedo Kedegelibo. How you hold it next to the heart, so it's even. Hayamodeid Vihigia Lagai Olagade. But what happens if one is measuring and one gets to a valley or one gets to a fence? So what do you do? Because if you measure straight, then you're going to go up. You have to measure the slope. That's included. Mavlio v'chozle midaso. So you're allowed to be mavlia. Mavlia means you're allowed to go straight across. Or if it's on a mountain, you could hold it up and go straight. Or the Gemara says if you have to go a little bit further down where it's skinnier and you'd be able to hold it straight over the valley, unlike where it is right now where it's too wide. So one is allowed to do that. Havla'a v'choza l'midaso. Higia lahar mavliya v'choza l'midaso u'bavad shalo yetzei chuz l'tchum. And if you come to a mountain and you have to do havla, that's okay. As we just said, you can move to the side as long as you don't go outside the tchum when you're doing the havla, because then people might think that that's in the tchum and it might lead to problems. What if there's no place to do havla? There's no place. The mountain is too high or the valley is too wide. That's where they quote in the name of Rabbi Meir, Shamati Shemakadrin Baharin. That one is allowed to be Makadrin, one is allowed to drill through the mountains. What does that mean? This is an unusual way of measuring that you measure also just the horizontal area. It's a kula. Instead of measuring the slope, which would be longer, which would make the tchum end at a shorter spot, but if Makadrin means the person on the bottom holds the rope up above, and the one above him on the mountain holds it by his legs, and in that way one is allowed to measure it also horizontally. Again, another kula. So there's a kula of havla'a. Havla'a is just measuring it straight over a valley or over a mountain, and the kidur, which is going through the mountain. Says the Gemara that kidur is only allowed by Erev Tchumin because it is derabanan. But if you have a measurement that is a daraisa, one would not be able to rely on kidur. Amar Abaya says Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Ravua. Now this is the Gemara on Nunches Mabez, right before the Mishnah. Ein Mekadra, lo be'egla rufa, lo be'ari mikla. Egla rufa, we have to measure from the anonymous corpse, from the closest city. You're not allowed to be Mekader by Egla rufa, lo be'ari mikla. And if you, well, you have to measure Ari mikla when you make them equidistant from all the different areas. So one does not use kidur there, mipnei shehein shel Torah, because they are d'oraisa. Rashi's gear says mipnei she mididasan min haTorah. They're measuring it min haTorah. Hilkach lo misharina b'umidi. You can't have any estimation. Elamodedin harim v'geus karka halaka. You just measure everything. You measure the entire ground. So the Rashi, you just measure and you go straight. You measure all of the slope that's included in the measurements. So this is one chilek between the din d'oraisa and the din d'rabanan, dinim d'oraisa and dinim d'rabanan, that of kidur. What about havla? First focus on the local topic. What about the havla? Can you do havla'a when it comes to eglai ruf and ari miklad? Or that's also excluded, right? So if you look in the Sfasemis points out that it sounds like from the Rashi that we just read that havla would also be excluded. Right, only mamish, a real measuring, would be okay for eglai ruf and ari mikla. Right, what was Rashi's lashon? Modedin harim v'geus kakarka chalaka. Right, you measure the slopes as if it was flat. Or if you look in Tosfos also, Tosfos in Dibur Maskal Aval, close from Rabbeinu Tam, that the really misvara, you should always have to measure the slope. Lo hikilu lahavlio ela modedo medida yafel lagamre ki yahid lekaman de min hadin bechol makom ayelimdo kol shipua. Really, you should have to measure the whole slope. So Tosafos puts together again Havla and Kidur. The Karen Ora, though, says he assumes that Havla would be okay. The language of the Gemara is Ein Mekadrin. Ein Mekadrin when it comes to Eglai Ruf and Ari Mikla. But one would be able to do Havla because the Karen Ora says, what's the difference? Kidur is a totally different type of measuring. Totally different type of measure. It's not regular measuring going over. It's like putting measuring it in 4x4 amo sections and putting one by the feet and one by the head. So that's very unusual. And that kula would only apply by durabanans. But havla, that's a similar type of measuring. So he assumes that would be okay. The dafka bekidur shemodet el demekel bemedidazu lo aminim bishal Torah. Avo bahavla, hecha diyachal avlio, o hecha didino baomid baalma, kehad aminim la'el afilu bishal Torah abdina kain. That would be okay, so machlokas within kidur, within tchumin, whether you would do havla or also kidur. If you look in the Chashuke Chemet here, he quotes many other nafkaminas, whether tchumin is darais or tchumin is darabanan. 14, actually, nafkaminas. But makam tsarech, whether you could be makel and ma'arif for dvar rishus, and not just for a dvar mitzvah. So he quotes that would only if you would hold tchumin is darabanan, not if tchumin is daraisa. For a chola she'ein bo sakana, mutter lomar lenachri latzeis chutz latchum. You can tell the nachri to do a daraisa in certain cases, and darabana would be a double, a shvus to shvus. So says the Chashuk Echemet, for a chola she'ein bo sakana, mutter lomar lenachri latzeis mechutz latchum, ima iser hi rak midarabanan, vavi shvus to shvus, lasor a chol v'mitzvah, avol ma iser hu min haTorah aser, achitachin she'ein zen nachon, maybe not, and he quotes many other nafkaminas, whether it is daraisa or Drabanan. What type of amos do you use? Do you say chazaka shliachos or shlichuso? What about ben ashmashos? Okay, many different nafkaminas between whether tchumin is darais or tchumin is drabanan. But our Gemara, if you remember, is one of the rayas that we quoted earlier in our shir on tchumin, that tchumin is drabanan, because the Gemara here says you're allowed to do kidur by tchumin because it's drabanan. Right? What about the deos that say that certain part of tchumin is daraisa? So that has to be worked out. But this allows us to open a large discussion, which is going to touch on a lot of different sugyas, but each of these sugyas really is a separate topic, but we're just going to touch on many of them regarding the differences between dinim daraisa and dinim drabanan, right? This is one of them, what we have right here, but this is the one that's local, but now let's expand. Right, one of the most famous chilukim is in the Gemara about Safik by a din daraisa and Safik by a din drabanan. We hold Savi Daraisa Lachumra and Savi Drabanan Lakula. There is a discussion that Din of Savi Daraisa Lachumra, is that itself a Din Daraisa or a Din Drabanan? Meaning, some Rishonim, the Rambam, holds that really there's no difference between Daraisa and Drabanan. Even by Savi Daraisa, we would go Lakula on a Daraisa level. But it's just that the Rabbanan were Machmir, that we should treat Daraisas differently. But that's the Rambam. The Rashba holds otherwise. The Rashba holds no. Savi daraisa lechumra is mi daraisa. It would go lechumra. But that is one major difference between savi daraisa and savi darabanan. Maybe we'll get to a problem with the Rambam Shita about that, about the show in a minute. But that is number one, suffix. Number two, mitzvos lav lehenos nitznu. Mitzvos were not given for hana. Meaning, if there is any hana that comes out of a mitzvah, it is looked at as tangential, and we don't acknowledge that as being a hana, right? This comes up in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Chav Ches, where the Gemara talks about using a shofar of avodah zarah, shofar of a karban. That's the sugya. Amar of Yehuda, b'shofar shal ola lo yiska v'imtaka yatsa, b'shofar shal shlamim lo yiska v'imtaka lo yatsa. Why? Because ola is bas me'ila. Kivet demal ba nafak la l'chulin. Shlamim d'labene me'ila yisuri d'rachav alei and never went out to chulin. And Rava argues and says, no, you're not yotze, and we paskin l'maskana echazeh yatsa. You're yotze if you use a shofar of a karban. Why? Mitzvos lav lehenos nenu. Mitzvos are not given for their hana. Rashi quotes lav lehenos nenu here in Rosh Hashanah Chavches. Lo nitnu li Yisrael lios kiyumam lahem hana. We don't look at the kiyum of these mitzvos as a benefit. Elo la ol al savarim nitnu, but a burden, a avoda on their necks. That's how it's defined. Mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu. So that is the Gemara. Again, a big sugi. We had a shir about this a couple of months ago in the Lamdas on the Daf Shir. But if you look in the Baal Amar and the Ran here on this Gemara, in the back of Rosh Hashanah, the Baal Amar says this only applies by mitzvos daraisa. We say mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu. By mitzvos drabanan, Hashem didn't give us these mitzvos. Drabanan, and therefore you could say that hana'ah is acknowledged. The Kaimel and Karava, Damar Mitzvos Lav Lehenos Nitnu, says the Baal Amar. The Amudur Hana Mechavero, Mutter Letzkualo Shofar Shal Mitzvah. And if somebody is Mudur Hana from their friend, you can't give me any benefit, that person could be the Baal Tokea. because the mitzvahs lavahenos they knew, but that's only by shofar shal Rosh Hashanah she mitzvaso min haTorah. Aval bechatzotzros betanios lo, but to blow the trumpets for me on a tainus, which is a derabanan, so that you would not be able to do, because then you'd say mitzvos lehenos ninu, right? And the Ran argues on that. The Ran quotes the Baal Amar and says, why should there be a difference? Lefi dvarav, apet kiyas de Rosh Hashanah, tzorach ledaktek, lefi sheyesh behem yidrabanan. Even on Rosh Hashanah, not all of them are daraisa. Elashe mechuvar in dvarav. Demikomako mitzvika, lamaisa is a mitzvah. So why should it make a difference whether it is a mitzvah daraisa or a mitzvah derabanan? So that is another difference between dinim daraisa and dinim derabanan. If you remember, we spoke about the Shara Yosher of Shimon Shkup in the first Shar. He tries to give a svara, why is it that this difference should be true between the Daraisas and the Rabbanans? He says at the end of Perek Zayin, he says, Alpize yishmakam lachalik, be'mitzvahs Darais la'mitzvahs Darabanan, te'mitzvahs yimena Torah, hu mitzuv velasos etzem hamaisa. A mitzvah Daraisa, Hashem wants, is interested in this act specifically, shaking the lulav, blowing the shofar. For who? Muchrach lios ke'eved l'rabo, and he has to do it. V'hatoelas ha'magi elohu mi'avodas rabo, and he's serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he does the avoda. Avo b'mitzvos d'rabanan de'ena mitzvos min haTorah al etzem ha'maisa v'rak mitzvah l'shmoa b'kol chachamim. The Rabbanan is much more general. Yes, we listen to what the Rabbanan told us, but the point is to listen to the Rabbanan, not this act per se. It could be that in the future this act per se will be knocked out by a greater Beis Din. V'ha'maisa she'oseh hi matara atzmis. So it's different, because this act isn't inherently a mitzvah. The mitzvah is to listen to the Rabbanan. The act isn't inherently a mitzvah, so you can't say this act is not called hana, because this act is just a hechitimsi to listen to the Rabbanan, and therefore there's a difference between the Daraisas and the Rabbanans. This is similar to the Meshech Chachma explaining the Rambam that we just mentioned earlier. The Meshech Chachma defends and explains the Rambam against the Ramban's attacks by Savi Daraisa Lachum or Savi Darabana Lakula. Right? Ba'ad attacks are, according to the Rambam, Rambam writes both in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and at the beginning of Hilchos Mamrim that Lo Sasur includes Dinim Darabanan, meaning our chiyuv to listen to the rabbis in the Torah. Not only includes that we have to listen to the rabbis when they interpret Dinim Daraisa, but even when they create Dinim Darabanan. If I violate a Din Darabanan, I violate Lo Sasur. Right? And that is, again, we had a shiur about that also back in Maseches Brachos, and that is a question, because the Rabban says, if every Darabanan then is a Daraisa, then how do you have Chilik number one? Of Savi Daraisa L'chomer, Savi Darabanan L'kula. Right, how do you have that? Because every Darabanan is a Daraisa. Says the Meshech Chachma exactly what Rav Shimon Shkup said to explain the Baal Amar. That's what the Meshech Chachma in Parsha Shoftim says to explain the Rambam. There's a difference between when the Torah is mitzvah something, then that act inherently is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interested in, while by Dinim Darabanan, it's not the content that's important, but it's the fact that we listen to the Rabbanan. V'im kein, ha-mitzvah dafka l'shmoa ma'she yomru, aval ha-inyin ba'atzmo sha'amru v'chidshu, the inyin itself that they said, afshar deinim is kabbalah ratzon abori. It could be that Hashem is not interested in this act. V'im yamod bezan ha-godol acher ha-godol v'yivaru ta'usam, and if somebody will tell us and clarify their mistake, oshu darashen ha-tzibur yochol la'amod, or it's something that the tzibur cannot handle, and therefore it wouldn't last either. V'yasu hefech mizem mutter, right? And that's why we find that sometimes, right? Shmuel says that he would be mevatel prizbal of a chulu. V'avi mechav no emes, even if they got to the emes, kfi mashu ratzon abori be'emes, v'chozos lo ratzon Hashem yis'ala lasoso chok nitzchi mitamim akmusim b'cheker aloka. Hashem wasn't interested in making it mechuyav. Rak she'im me'atzas chachamim v'ratzah dafka she'nishman b'kolam aval lo b'pratei hadvarim. Not the pratei, and he gives the mashal of listening to the king, right? Mor b'malchus. If you don't let him take your car or go through your backyard, what do you mean? Does Hashem really care about going through my backyard? The answer is, it's you're right, but it's the listening to the Rabbanan itself. It's not the content itself. So that's what the Meshech Chachma says, used to explain the Rambam. The Rav Shimon Shkup uses that to explain the Baal Amar. So again, number one, besides our context of Tchumen, number one, Savi Daraisa, Savi Darabanan. Number two, Mitzvot Lavahenos Dinu. Number three, Osig B'Mitzvah. Osig B'Mitzvah. The Achronim have a suffix whether Osig B'Mitzvah, Patam and a Mitzvah, applies to Mitzvos Darabanan. If I'm osek in a mitzvah d'rabbanan, am I pater from a mitzvah d'araisa? Rabbi Chanan in Chelek Beis, Simen Lamed Beis, has that suffix. He quotes from the Shagas Aryeh that if you're osek in a suffix mitzvah, you're not pater from a mitzvah v'adois. So does that have any ramifications for this question? Osek b'mitzvah d'rabbanan. So says Rabbi Chanan, l'chora you would say that you're pater from a mitzvah d'araisa. Because again, what's the source for osek b'mitzvah? Gemara in Sukkah and in Brachas. B'shiftecha b'veisecha. B'shiftecha. When you're doing your own thing, then you have to do mitzvos. But if you're doing God's thing, then you don't have to. So when you're doing d'rabbanan, that's also God's thing. B'sheves didachu d'mechayeves, lo b'sheves d'mitzvah. V'yosek b'mitzvah d'rabbanan, gamken lo mikri sheves didach. Kamo gabi omer, reishis kitzirchem. Like it says by the omer, it has to be your katzir, prat l'katzir shel mitzvah. Or, it quotes other examples, bensorah emoreh. Bensorah emoreh is only if he eats a lot, if it is a sudas heter. But if it's a sudas mitzvah or a sudas isur, even an isur drabanan, he does not become a mitzvah or a mora. So you see, osik b'mitzvah, even a mitzvah drabanan, has a different status. But he says at the end, maybe not, I'm not so sure, but that's his question that he's brought up, whether you say osik b'mitzvah by a daraisa or a drabanan. What about tadir? What about tadir b'mitzvah drabanan, and the eino tadir is a mitzvah daraisa? That's a question that's brought up. The Stechem discusses this in Chelek Dalet on page 535, but he quotes the Radvaz. The Radvaz in the first volume of the Radvaz, Reish Nun Aleph, talks about bris. What do you do first? If you have bris mila and mikra megillah, which one wins in terms of going first? So Tshuva, says the Radvaz, Adaraba, mikra megillah tadir tvei. Mikra megillah is called tadir as compared to bris mila because you at least have to do it every year. Bris mila you could just skip. Avagav de Mishana Lashana Hakavia Le Zimne Vavi Tadir Tfei Mi Brismila De Efshar Shalo Yischayev Balolam. Maybe you'll never be Michuyav in the Brismila. But again, what do you see from there? The Radvaz is talking about a case of Tadir Vsheino Tadir. Vavsu, so you give many reasons. Number one, it's Tadir because it happens every year. Vasu de Brisume Nisa Bashasa Tfila Adat Fe. Shem Yatsu La Brismila Shemelo Yachsu Kulam the Beis HaKnesses. If there's a bris, not everybody's going to stay for the bris, and they won't come back for the Megillah. V'leker Bersu Meinisa Kulehai. V'su the Mikra Megillah Hu Meinit Fila. It has to do with the davening. V'ol HaSmicha L'Kriyas HaTorah. Tavim En Yana Diyoma. V'eno Kim Bris Mila. V'su Mikra Megillah Zemitza Darabim. V'su Aniyim Tluyim L'Mikra Megillah. Many different reasons, he says. First you do Mikra Megillah, and then you do Bris Mila. So one of the his first svara is tadir, but again he doesn't emphasize this. But this is a tadir of mitzvah d'rabanan will be doche bris mila, which is an eino tadir d'oraisa. What about ein osin mitzvos chavilos chavilos? Again, each of these are shas topics, but they have to do with chilukim of d'oraisa d'rabanan. So there is a formulation of the Rambam that much has been written about. We'll just read this because we'll have to have a separate shiur about this some other time. The Rambam in Parachav Tes of Hilcha Shabbos Halacha Yud Gimel, says the Rambam, Haya ochel v'gamar achilaso machnasa Shabbos. If somebody's eating on Friday and he finishes eating as Shabbos starts, mivarech berchas hamazon tchila, v'yacharka mekadesh hakol sheni, right, and then he should first make say berchas hamazon ala kos, and then make kiddush on the second kos, v'lo yivarech v'yikadesh hakos echad. Don't make berchas hamazon and make kiddush on the same kos. Shein osin shtei mitzvos b'kos echad. We don't use the same kos for two mitzvos. Shem mitzvos kiddush u'mitzvos berchas hamazon shtei mitzvos shel torahein. Because after all, kiddush and berchas hamazon are two mitzvos daraisas. What does it sound like clearly from the Rambam? That if there was a mitzvah that was not daraisa, then you would not say there's a chavilos chavilos. By a daraisa d'rabanan, it wouldn't be a problem of chavilos chavilos. What about two d'rabanans? Would that be better? Would that be worse? Interesting question, but again, that is the Rambam. The Migdal Oz here discusses this also, but that's the next sugya of Ein Osin Mitzvos, Chavilos Chavilos. What about Lifnei Iver? The Menchas Chinuch discusses, if somebody is machshil their friend in an Avera Durabanan, Lifnei Iver of a Durabanan, does that translate into Lifnei Iver de Oraisa? That's the Menchas Chinuch Safik in Reish Lamed Beis. Nis Tapakti, Im Mocher Lo Dover Ha'asr Lo Midurabanan, Im Overal Lifnei Iver de Oraisa, Ta Machshulei. So the Menachas Chinuch assumes, of course, it would be daraisa because, after all, there are two parts of lifnei iver, right? There's facilitating somebody doing an avera and giving bad advice. So being machshel b'mitzvah d'rabanan is at least giving bad advice. So it's going to be daraisa from that side of lifnei iver. The whole question is, what about the first part of first type of lifnei iver? right? That relates to the sugya, whether lifta iver is a mitzvah, is a concept that's klali or prati, is a part and parcel of every aveira, is it something general? Again, a topic that we discussed. But that's lifnei iver by nisa drabanan. The Tosfos of Chagiga Daf Yud Ches assumes it would be drabanan, but others assume that it could be daraisa. Psik Reisha we know has many different chilukim, but one of them is daraisa and drabanan. A double drabanan we're making by Psik Reisha. A double drabanan, not a single drabanan, but a double drabanan we're a make a line. Mitzvos tsrichos kavana. Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. So generally, most assume, like the Nosei Kalim quote in Simon Samach, that by mitzvahs daraisa, mitzvah Srichas Kavana. Mitzvahs drabanan, mitzvahs ain't Srichas Kavana. That's what we're machmer by Sirius Omer. Rov Rishonim hold as drabanan, therefore you shouldn't count even without having Kavana, because mitzvahs ain't Srichas Kavana by drabanans. There is a svara, the Stei Chemed writes in the third volume, page 58, that maybe there's a svara to say that by daraisas, you would not need Kavana, it's more of automatic, because it's the act, while drabanans, you would need more kavana. V'ulai sovar rav the dafka mitzvah zaseh hu debina kavana. Amish oseh tilakayim v'chulu, and he says drabanans, so then maybe it wouldn't be as needed. Okay, but either way, that's by mitzvah zrichas kavana. Breira we had earlier, also daraisa drabanan. So what do we have? Let's just review. Besides the tchumen, safek, mitzvahs lav handos enu, oseg b'mitzvah, Tadir, Einos Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos, Psikresha, Mitzvahs Rikas Kavana, Breira, one more, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. So that's a discussion. The Mishnah Melech in the second parak of Hilchas Rotzeach assumes that Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira would also apply to Durabanans, but other Shitas assume that it would apply only to Daraises, not to Durabanans. Again, a lot to talk about in each of these, but this is just a overview of a number of areas where we see Chilukim between Dinim Daraisa and Dinim Durabanan. We'll stop here.